Well, time travellers, we're back. And if you remember, we're in a bit of a pickle at Whack My Bush. Why? Well, we left the gang back in 1775 facing a redcoat firing squad. George W. was supposed to travel forward in time using the golf buggy time machine to mount a rescue. But it seems he may have screwed up. Or has he? It's a complicated scenario, but we're sure it'll work out. So hang on tight to your cognitive powers. This may get confusing.
Oh, geez, Marie. Do I have to read this defense budget report, Condi? It's so boring.
Yes, you do, honey. You and I are going to check these figures before we present them to Congress. Now have a sip of milk before you start.
Oh, geez. Look, I need to use the toilet first.
Oh, okay. And don't lock yourself in this time.
I won't. Come quick.
That was quick, George. Have you sprayed the seat again?
Huh? No, you gotta come quick and rescue yourself back from 1775.
What the hell are you talking about? Have you been to Clinton's cookie jar again?
No, I've got a time machine in the hallway with some redcoat general called Cornwallis. Come quickly.
Sure you have, sugar.
Come on, hurry!
I'll hurry, all right. I think it's time I called that special doctor we talked about.
Jesus, George, where did this golf buggy come from?
See, I told you, and this is the general.
Where the hell am I?
Condi, sorry, but I sprayed the seat again. Condi? Oh, well, I suppose I could read the defense report without her. Or I could read Barney's big nuclear adventure in Korea. Right, where were we, Barney?
Now, George, you and your actor friend stay there while I call some friends of ours in white medical coats.
Oh, shoot. Under the table time.
He's really flipped this time. Right, I'll just call the hospital to see if they can take George tonight.
Take me where, Condi?
Oh, Jesus, what are you doing? I mean, how did you get... But you're outside.
No, I've been under the table reading Barney. Condi, you gotta believe me!
Oh my God, this can't be! There's two of you! We're fucked!
Oh. Gee whiz, sorry about her fainting, mister. Anyway, I'm George Bush, pleased to meet you. Hey, that's funny, I'm called George Bush too.
Wag my bush, come on!
Right, let me get this straight one last time. We've travelled back to 1775 with General Cornwallis to rescue us from a firing squad of redcoats during the American Revolution in a time machine which is a golf buggy.
That's right, Freddy. It's perfectly normal. I used to do it all the time as a Terminator.
Is that why you're naked?
Shut up, you two. Now, does everyone know the plan?
Of course. We've been over it 100 times, Condi.
Right, then, let's move out.
I got a question.
Ah, Jesus.
I knew it.
Typical.
What is it, George?
Why am I here? Yeah, why am I here too?
The answer to that is one idiot plus one moron equals three times the stupidity.
Look, Georges, it's vastly complicated, but to repair the space-time continuum, all versions of us must be present in this reality, which is now the present reality for both versions of us, in theory.
Condi, stop. They glazed over.
Oh, shit, you're right. Well, damn it, let's mount this rescue anyway.
Yeah, come on, let's do it before my nuts shrink off. My bush will whack.
Firing squad! It's in! Students! Make ready!
Told you, easiest $10 ever made.
Goddamn, George. All he had to do was use the time machine to go back and warn us, and he screwed that up.
Well, what did we expect?
Well, I was hoping for a dramatic rescue at the last minute, followed by a Korean epistle.
Dig in!
I can't believe I'm crying like a girly.
You bloody idiots! You missed! Hang on, you're not the usual firing squad.
Yeah, baby. Now give me your boots and your clothes.
Shut up, Arnold, and knock him out.
Okay, I just wanted some clothes.
Come on, quick, untie ourselves.
Result, saved by myself in the nick of time. Hey, Major John, I know you'd be hungry, so I brought you a nice pork pie too.
Jesus, Arnold, have you cacked yourself?
Yeah, I'm so ashamed.
My God.
God, I mean, I knew my hero was me, but this is too good to be true. I know, isn't it wonderful? That dream we keep having has come true, and you do have beautiful eyes.
Come on, let's get out of here. But can I stay and be ravaged by the British? Not this time, honey. Right, fall back to the golf buggy.
Well, here's a dilemma if you hadn't worked it out already. There's only one time machine, but two sets of nincompoops. And now there's just one reality between them. Whoops. This could get tricky, but don't worry. As long as we ignore Einstein's theory of relativity and rehash the Back to the Future plotlines, we'll have these idiots in their rightful time continuums next time on...
Whack My Bush.